early in the draft, you definitely want to draft players that you feel can contribute right away. You might draft a player today, and it might seem to a fan of the team that, oh, why did we take that guy? But they see that guy in 2 or 3 years as a real quality starter.
Well, I think a lot of fans had a little bit of that reaction when the Eagles drafted Isaac Seumalo in the third round on Friday night. Seumalo wasn't a huge name throughout the pre-draft process. You know, he was a junior who declared. He missed a good amount of time as a sophomore a couple years ago. Was at the combine, but wasn't overly impressive in terms of the athletic numbers. I think he plays faster than he actually tested. But a player like that, and you see the athletic ability, you see the nastiness, the relentless finish from a guy like that. It's easy to say then project, and you say, you know what? That makes a lot of sense in what Doug Peterson wants to do offensively.
Absolutely. And again, it doesn't mean, you speak about Seumalo. It doesn't mean that Seumalo, let's say, would be considered a bad draft choice if for some reason this year he's not a starter.
Right.
Now, you'd like him to be. I think the Eagles drafted him with the hope that he could play left guard and beat out Alan Barber, who's been in the league a long time and is probably considered more of a rotational player by most. But if he doesn't this year, that doesn't mean Seumalo is not a good draft choice.
Right.
Because it takes time, and we always have to reiterate, and you know I've spent so much time this draft season talking about it, and there's so many NFL people who talk about it as well. If you read articles, the college game and the NFL game are becoming more and more different each and every year, and it may be most visible, let's say, at quarterback, but it really impacts almost every position, and it takes time now for players to learn to play in the NFL.